You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The A's are in about to be in full swing at spring training, and it's time to catch up with Jane Lee and talk about what is going on with those Athletics. I'm Allison Switter. Jane, I wanted to start with talking a little bit about Sonny Gray and the World Baseball Classic. I think it's interesting. He is a, quote, designated pitcher, which means that he will pitch for Team USA if that team advances to the second round. And so I guess my question is, I don't know, there's all kinds of moving parts with this thing, but they really have to be careful with him. And is there any concern at all that this is going to prevent him from really being on a regular throwing schedule throughout spring training? Is that any kind of concern at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the fact that there is no concern about his schedule, about his health, I think it really reflects just the A's attitude right now toward him. I mean, this is a good reflection of how they feel about him right now. I think if there was any hesitation, about his health, about keeping him on schedule, then I don't think that they would let him do this. I mean, they're very cooperative when it comes to WBC participation, and they, you know, they definitely encourage their guys to participate. With Sonny, I think that, you know, if there was just the slightest thing that they were worried about, that they, you know, probably would have stepped in and advised against it. But I think that they're seeing this as a good thing, the fact that maybe he might get into, you know, competition, not that there's no competition in spring training, but, you know, the atmosphere is different. I think just there's a little more pressure involved, and I think that could be good for him getting that early on ahead of the season. I think Sonny really thrives in those situations, so to get him going maybe a little bit sooner than the regular season could be advantageous for him. And the schedule, I think they had to tweak it maybe just a tad. He threw his first bullpen session in front of, you know, A's coaches and all that today rather than Friday, which was when he was originally scheduled to go. And beyond that, everything kind of stays the same. I mean, you know, now that he's thrown today, everything just kind of lines up to where he would be ready to make his normal start in the WBC when he would have thrown anyway here. So his schedule is not a concern, and even if it has to be tweaked just a little bit along the way, they're not really worried about that, because right now, I mean, everything looks good. Everyone's saying he looks good. I mean, watching him today throwing his bullpen session, I mean, he looked like Sonny. Nothing's wrong. There's no health issues. So everything's a go right now. And of course, you know, things can change. They always do during spring training. But as of right now, I mean, I think he's pretty eager to participate if he gets the chance.
Yeah, it's an interesting, I don't know if conundrum is the right word, but for the World Baseball Classic, because it's March is really such a time where you don't really want your pitchers, like, going all in. I mean, a veteran kind of ace of the staff or a guy like that will say that he usually throws at about 70-80% during spring training, and then he kind of ramps it up trying to work toward opening day. And I think that's more of the concern, I think, from a pitching coach standpoint and a manager standpoint, is these pitchers who go in there with the adrenaline rush, and it's an important game, relatively speaking, and that they might go too hard, but you don't want them to, like, back off in an important game and, you know, embarrass themselves or whatever. So it's like this fine line just for anyone, not just Sonny Gray, but just anyone, to make sure that they're doing things properly during this time of the year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I mean, honestly, with Sonny, no matter the situation, if you tell Sonny to back off, it's probably not going to happen. He's just that guy that, I mean, he's going full bore, you know, every time he's out there, whether it's a bullpen session or a spring training game or, you know, WBC game, regular season, whatever. I mean, there's just kind of, you can't really take that away from him because he's just such a competitor and that's who he is. So I think that's part of it too, and knowing that, okay, this is probably how, you know, he's going to be even if he was in spring training, you know, with that adrenaline and maybe pushing it regardless of where he is.
So moving on to the next topic I'd like to ask you about is the platoon situation. The A's have always been platoon friendly, I guess you could call them. They've never shied away from I mean, I remember a few years ago just talking to Chili Davis was a hitting coach at the time, I believe, just about all the platoons that they had. And so maybe they're a little tempered this year. It seems right field and first base are the only two positions where there's a platoon situation. Is that pretty much locked in?
And also catcher.
Catcher, okay.
They would prefer to employ it at catcher with Stephen Bode and Josh Bagley. But, yeah, they have a nice little setup in place, it seems, for first base and right field. Last year it was mostly just, I mean, we saw Yonder Alonso almost every day at first base, but then they got Trevor Plouffe to play third, which meant, you know, moving Ryan Healy over to first base. So Healy and Alonso will platoon at first base, and it seems that Healy will DH on the days he's not at first base. And then in right field, you have another newcomer, Matt Joyce, who will probably platoon with Mark Canha. So a potentially nice little power duo there in right field. And I think, you know, I know that fans were maybe a little disappointed when the A's got Plouffe, knowing that Healy would have to move over to first base. But first base is Healy's natural position, and it hasn't been all that long since he last played it. So I don't think there's really any concern from the A's right now about him playing first base. And, I think they know that Alonso's not probably not a long-term guy here. So, I mean, eventually that could be Healy's position if they don't move him to DH full-time.
Okay, good stuff, Jane. Thank you very much. Talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.